and it's funny because I'm at like 200. I'm maybe 198. About to hit my 200 little show. And it's just funny how people are just finding it, because I'm on iTunes and I'm listed, you know, in personal journals. You do a search and there's my face. And if I don't do another one anytime soon, I just want to thank Big Fatty because of his encouragement. And he has this encouragement, and I've heard him give it to other people, and he's like, fuck what everyone else thinks. And I love that. And every time I want to quit and every time I want to just not want to do anything, I just remember his little message to me, and I'm like rejuvenated. I'm like, yeah, it's not like I'm in a race to do anything. It's not like I'm doing it to garner anything. I just got to remember the personal journal part.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just want to thank Big Fatty because of his encouragement.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1150 of the BFO for Monday, the 25th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. We're going to review the weekend. And, y'all, we have got an anniversarium to talk about and maybe an exiting of the birth canal. Hello, shoppers. Big Fatty, please don't remind us. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. And y'all, as you can tell by the music, y'all, 6 months from today will be Crema Day. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, I'm telling you, this year is flying by. And so y'all... start getting your list together if you need some help with that. You know, Big Fatty, being a whore, has got that Amazon wish list over at the BFO. And, you know, you just go over there to the BFO, and under top of the heap, it says wishes. Big Fatty, you are a whore. So, y'all, I hope you had a lovely, lovely weekend. By the way, y'all, speaking of crema, y'all, did any of you celebrate the crema in July? Because, you know, that's one of those things that happens in July every year. Because, y'all, July seems to be one of those months that... you know, people just kind of get bogged down. You know, there's nothing really exciting that goes on in July. But, you know, anyway, and I think that's why they have that crema in July. Y'all, speaking of July, you know, the horror group, we have got our annual Tiara Horror. That's where we do the horrifying, that we bill it as the most horrifying drag show you can't afford to miss. And y'all, that is going to be on Friday, the 20th of July. So, oh, Dick, I see. Wait a minute, I dropped something. And so, y'all, if you got any ideas of songs that Big Fatty can do a little jig to, just let us know. Yes, Big Fatty, perhaps you can do jiggity jig. So, anyway. Y'all, I know that quite a few folks were participating in the Pride events this past weekend. Big Fatty was not proud this weekend. I tell you what, y'all, if I'm gonna talk about the weekend, we've got to do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me see. Last time I spoke to you, it was Thursday evening for the Friday show, y'all. It's a quiet day in the coal mine on Friday. There were only a handful of us there. And so, You know, it went relatively quick, though. And we may have left a couple of minutes early, you know, because the hat said, let's get the hell out of here. And y'all, when the hat says, let's get the hell out of here, y'all, we get the hell out of there. And came home Friday afternoon. And y'all, I just piddled around the Fat Cave. Y'all, I've watched two of the DVDs of the queer folk over the weekend, and you know, that, I think that's like 8 episodes or something like that, y'all, that is some homemade sloppy joes, yes, Big Freddy, and anyway, so y'all, then I was piddling around on the Twitty all Friday evening and everything. And y'all, that Moose P, who's the number one fan of the BFO for 2010, he says, "Oh, Big Freddy, you should get on the computer because Gavin, who by the way is the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, is gonna just be chitter-chatting because y'all that Faye driver, y'all he's shut down the garage until the end of July. I mean, maybe he's getting a lube job or something. Big Freddy, please. Got on there and we chatted a bit. I'm trying to think who all was on there. It escapes me right now, y'all. Y'all, I don't remember shit. Don't remember shit. But you know that goes without saying. Big Fatty, then why did you say it? Then on Saturday, y'all. Saturday was a busy day for Big Fatty because y'all. That Drusilla Blomey up there in the Columbia. Which, by the way, I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but if the state of South Carolina were receiving an enema, it would be inserted in Columbia. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. I don't know if you knew the Big Fatty. Anyway, that Drusilla Blomey had a friend that makes the sketty sauce, and y'all, his friend is homemade sketty sauce, and y'all, I don't recall the name of it, y'all. In fact, let me go get the name of it, cause I know I'll never hear the end of it. Big Fatty, you should have been prepared. You should have been prepared so that you didn't have to get up in the middle of the little show to go get the sketty sauce name. To read to everybody, y'all, it's Nilo, N-E-L-L-O apostrophe S, Nilo sauce. And y'all, it's available at your, it's available at Big Fatty's local Whole Foods. And y'all, that is spelled with a W. The Nilo sauce, y'all, it says Nilo sauce is inspired by my great-grandmother, Angelina of Carafe. Italy, who made her gravy for the family so often that she wore out the linoleum in front of the stove. And y'all, it's quite good. I tasted it there in the store. And y'all, I bought 4 jars of it, 2 for Big Fatty, 1 for Miss Kitty, and 1 for old Vader. Because y'all, they couldn't, you know, they're homebound. They're shut-ins. You know, they couldn't go out to get their own. But y'all, it's very simple. It's a whole, and that does have a W in it, peeled plum tomatoes in puree with basil, salt, and citric acid. It also contains extra virgin olive oil, sea salt, garlic, pepper, and basil. And y'all, it's really quite good. So y'all, I picked up those jaws of that, and got me some Italian sausage and some ground meat, and I made me some spaghetti sauce with the Nilo's sauce. I hadn't had any of that yet, but I did that on Saturday afternoon. But then y'all, after I did that, y'all, I went out to the Sam's Wholesale Club, and that also has a W in it. And y'all, the gasoline out there was $2.99 a gallon. $2.99 a gallon. And but I didn't get any because I didn't need it. And y'all then got good coffee. Y'all, I was out of the good coffee. So I got me 3 big bags of the good coffee beans. And seems like I got something else. I don't recall what it. Oh, I got some of that Asian slaw I had bought one time before. Mixed it in with some of that rotisserie chicken. Some other stuff. I really don't remember what it was. Big Fatty. Then after that, y'all, I dropped off Miss Kitty's pasta sauce to her. And then I came home and unloaded my groceries and all. And then I went over to the coal mine and dropped off old Veda's jar of Nilo sauce. By the way, y'all, Nilo himself was saying, "Oh, well, Big Fatty, tell me about this little show that you do." I said, "Well, I'm gonna leave it up to you to ask Drusilla if you should listen or not." So, Drusilla, the burden is on you whether to ruin his life or not. But anyway, y'all, then I went to the Kohl's because y'all, I had the 30% off coupon, and you know, Big Fatty has a very limited amount of clothes that fit him nowadays. And y'all, I went and I bought me several shirts. Let's see, I got one, two, three, four. I think I got four shirts and two pairs of pants and a coat. I needed a blazer. A blazer, y'all. And y'all, I had the 30% off coupon and I arranged it so I spent $167.44. And that included the tax, y'all. The tax was $13. So, y'all, I went through and I added up everything that I had bought, and, y'all, it came to $154. Well, you know, when you spend $50, for every $50 you spend, you get $10 in the Kohl's cash that you can go back and use. And, y'all, this Kohl's cash is good for July the 1st through the 15th. So, y'all, I've got $30 in Kohl's cash that I can spend in another couple of weeks. But y'all, with the tax, it was $167.44, and y'all, I saved $373.68. Y'all couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. So y'all, that tells me that I had over $540, of the original suggested retail price of clothes. And y'all, you know, quite frankly, I just needed something. And so y'all, I got me a few things, and y'all, I didn't break the bank in the process, and I've got $30 in Kohl's cash to spend later on. y'all, after that, I came home and I listened to Gavin's little show, the Stick It With a Poke. They were doing it live. Do it live. Oh, that was the other thing, y'all, on a Friday night, y'all, I listened to that Dubious Intentions plus, and y'all, it was riveting. It was riveting because y'all, I could watch it also because they do some sort of, I don't know what they do, but they there was some sort of pictures of them doing that. Y'all, that Adam Burns that's on there, y'all, he was sitting in an aquarium. I don't know what all that was all about. And then all of a sudden there were these lions. But y'all, it was just riveting because the first 15 minutes of that little show, y'all, Adam Burns talked about making cookies. And y'all, it was absolutely riveting. And you know, whenever it's posted, y'all, you'll want to make sure that you fast forward through. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. So anyway, and then Saturday night went out to the... And I met Granny and Miss Porter out there, and y'all, there was another young guy, I would say in his early 30s, I would guess, or mid 30s, I don't know exactly how old he is, but y'all, he's had this young thing hanging all over him, and y'all, they eventually took their shirts and their pants off and just ran around in their underpants in the bar, because y'all, the air conditioning is broken, it was hot as hell in there. But you know, when you get to be old, you know, it's nice when it's a little warm and you're not cold. So Big Fatty was very happy about that. But anyway, y'all, he was all, "Oh, hey, Big Fatty," and y'all just, I don't know. Anyway, "Big Fatty, can I get your phone number?" "Sure, you can have my phone number." And so I don't know what the story is on that. But y'all, while we were there, Granny gave me some information. information that I need to pass along to you. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Evidently, Granny has been back to the doctor, y'all. And y'all, he's evidently having some sort of shoulder problems in his left shoulder. So he had to go, and the doctor sent him to get one of those VRCs, one of those MRIs. And y'all, they put him in that cylinder. Or the up down to his waist, and the, you know, they were taking that X-ray, and y'all, evidently the I don't know what it is that goes around your joints that keeps them from bone rubbing against bone. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. Well, y'all, evidently that kind of stuff is gone from his left shoulder, so he may have to do the steroids and all this. They don't expect surgery, but anyway, y'all, he's just falling apart. But you know, y'all, he is about a year and a half older than Big Fatty, and y'all, at his advanced age, it's just not surprising that he's on his way out, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, get Digger involved. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, on the six-month anniversarium of Crema, y'all, exactly 6 months from Crema, y'all, it is the celebration of the exiting of the birth canal for someone that doesn't listen to the BFO, but y'all, we're just going to take a moment to wish this person a happy exiting of the birth canal nonetheless. Y'all, it is none other than cohort of Joey Bukkake. And y'all, that's that Mark Sacco. And that is spelled with a C, y'all. Y'all, Mark, you know, he's part of that cocktails and cream pies. And y'all, he's the only one in that group that's not going to be coming out to Vegas for Pride 48, but y'all, nonetheless, we want to wish Mark a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, do you think there'll be cake? Y'all, one of the things that I do remember, Romo was on the little chitter chat on Friday night, and y'all, I was complaining that my show art wasn't showing up in the iTunes, and y'all, Romo said that the iTunes had changed that you had to have your show art submitted at a much larger size, and y'all, the art that Big Fatty had submitted many years ago was was about a fifth of the size that they wanted, and so I worked on making that large, and I resubmitted it, so y'all, we'll see if it actually shows up. Y'all, I mentioned also that there was an anniversarium now, and y'all, it is none other than the person you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, that's that Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims, y'all, he has been doing his little booze and little shows for a year now, and y'all, he's on episode number 200, so congratulations, Timmy. What do you think of that?
I just want to thank Big Fatty because of his encouragement.
Big Fatty, he ought to be thanking the Academy for the nomination.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.